Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Woody and Jim.
Woody and Jim.
Woody and Jim in the morning.
Playing a fun little game. You tell us why you did something, and we try to guess what you did.
This is tough, but fun.
Elise is in Nashville. So, why did you do something?
So, I was on a cruise ship.
Uh-huh.
And I did something because I did not want the guy assigned to my dinner table to sit with me every night.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, a cruise ship, yeah, they do assign you a seat. Yeah.
Okay, so that's why you just didn't want to eat with him every night.
Right.
And you did this. Oh, my. You sound clever.
I have an idea.
Go ahead.
I think you laced his food so that he wouldn't be able to make it to dinner every night.
What is this? Not CSI.
I guess we have to ask, is that right?
That is pretty harsh, so no.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right. Let me see if I can take it a little farther. You jumped overboard.
No.
Oh, my God. That was worse than mine.
Can I give it a reasonable?
You got on the last.
Jim, please reel us back
in. Can I give a reasonable thing?
All right.
I'm just going to say that you complained to somebody on the boat that he was making unwanted advances or
he made you uncomfortable.
Things,
yeah.
And you got a reassignment.
No, I didn't do that.
Okay.
What did you do?
So what did you do? We give up.
So I knew they didn't want to sit with us at the table, and I arrived intentionally early every night before dinner, and unfortunately, I'm embarrassed to say this, but I licked the forks at the dinner table, so when they came, I feel like if they actually sat there, they would get punished.
So you got there early because they didn't want to sit with you. So as soon as they saw you, they would hopefully walk away. And if they did decide to sit down, they ate off of your licked fork.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is so petty. I love it.
But what about the poor people who did sit down and use the licked fork?
Well, the last night when the new group arrived at the table and I realized they were going to sit there, I accidentally knocked the fork off the table at the end, so it would be replaced.
So they got a new fork. All right.
They sat down and said, is this fork clean? Oh, yeah, I just cleaned it myself.
like
a cat does.
Yeah. Elise, we love you so much.
Awesome.
Thank you for calling and being part of the show.
What a great story.
I love you guys. Thank you.
Well, we love you, too. Thank you so much.
That's so sweet. You just really made us laugh so hard. That's great. If there's anybody else out there that would like to tell us not what they did, but why they did it, and let us try to guess.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's going to be hard to top that one, because
right.
That was really great.
Yeah.
Licked cutlery. That's good. 615-737-9107, or you can avoid the busy signals, and we'll call you back if you text us at 64895. Put WJ in the message so it gets to us. Standard message.
That's awesome.
And we had Missy on the line from Lebanon, but she got either had second thoughts or she got cut off, drove out of coverage.
Yeah, one of the two.
But
so
we do know the stuff she was going to say, because you talked to her, Zach. And by screening the call, we're going to do this without Missy.
Right.
Even though we'd much rather have Missy.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So what did Missy...
why did she do something?
Yeah. Why did she do something?
She did something because her husband cheated on her and she found out that he was living a double life with another woman.
Oh.
So what did she do?
Oh, this is...
That's pretty wide open.
Yeah. A woman scorned can do a lot of things. So we'll just take some guesses and you tell us if we're right because you know what she did.
Okay.
I'm gonna guess that maybe she knows Elise and she broke into this woman's house and licked all her forks. If you heard that moments ago.
That would be
Elise
great
on
revenge.
The cruise ship licking forks for people she didn't want to sit next to.
That is incorrect. I'm all sorry right, to okay. let you know that.
I assume probably would be.
All right. I'm going to say that she took his collection of hunting knives that he loves and scraped them against a curb so they were all unsharp
that
and
destroyed. That was so specific.
She curbed his knives.
Yeah, exactly. So they were all unsharp and jagged.
I'm no. assuming that's not
that is not, okay. not correct. All right.
It's so wide open. I just figured just what the heck.
Apparently, when Missy found out that her husband was cheating, she decided to take his toothbrush and start cleaning all of the toilets in the house with it. That is so dirty, but he so deserved it.
I got triggered by that. When
Why?
My parents got divorced, my mom, when we were living in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I was in high school, I had a boyfriend that would come over, and I hated him, and I did that to his
what
toothbrush.
You did?
Yes.
That's so messed up.
He's dead now, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, my God. You're not making a better case for yourself.
I was an angry teenager. What can I say? All right, anyway. Kind of, yeah. All right.
Now when you can't sleep at night, you know why. Because his ghost is haunting
the ghost
you for
of his
cleaning
toothbrush
the toilet.
Is taunting me. Yeah.
So
yeah, don't do that, everybody.
I have one for you guys.
All right,
I would like
be
to
fun.
See if you can guess this. Woody, you may remember this. So it's more of a test of your memory. So I'd like Zach to guess first. But I'll tell you why I did it.
Okay.
And I'm not proud. But working on the yearbook staff in high school, the reason I did it was because she was the meanest yearbook editor and she did none of the work.
Oh, okay.
What did I, along with a few others, do?
I'm going to guess that you drew horns on her head in the yearbook picture and had it printed in the yearbook.
You're close.
Oh, I'm close.
I'm going to guess because Jim was a little bit more subtle. I think I remember you telling us one time that you went in there with a pencil and gave her like a mustache or something.
Yes, we did.
That poor girl had her picture printed in all of the yearbooks with a mustache.
So it wasn't like her senior picture.
Terrible. Right? Yeah,
it was just like here's a page of all the people that worked on the yearbook.
Oh,
and we just,
okay.
Yeah, so it was her picture on there that we just like lightly sketched with a pencil, a 5 o'clock shadow mustache.
That's always great because, you know, they always have, you know, the last day of school, you'd hand your yearbook around, people would sign it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she probably signed right over her face so nobody would see that.
I remember the teacher that was in charge of all of us, you know, on the yearbook staff.
Yeah.
And, you know, he looked at it when the yearbooks came in and we opened them up out of the boxes and he just looks at it and goes, huh, that's weird. Looks like she has a mustache. And we're all like privately going, ah!
Jim, you were a maniacal teenager.
There was a group of us that were... We were.
Oh, yeah.
We were so he started out with it was him, and now he's blaming it on other people.
You had your high school squad. You did that kind of stuff. Oh, yeah.
Roll back the tape. It was me and a few others, but we had been abused long enough.
Here's what's trending this morning with Woody and Jim on the river.
Brought to you by Planet Fitness. Of course, there's heightened security in our nation's capital because people are fearing another attack on the Capitol today.
Yeah.
And I figured, why are they picking the 4th of March? But I was today years old when I found out that I guess March 4th until 1937 used to be Inauguration Day.
Oh, I was also today years old when I learned that.
I guess a lot
They're
of people
basing
thinking
things on 100 years ago.
Yeah, that many people are theorizing that former President Trump and his wife will ride in on a golden unicorn and take power back.
Oh.
So they got a lot of people kind of on edge in Washington, but with all this forewarning and all the security, I would be real surprised if something happened.
If they try to do something, I think they'll shut it down rather quickly.
And we'll see. Zach, what you got?
Apparently, there is an asteroid that's going to be flying by Earth tomorrow night. It is called the God of Chaos is the name of the asteroid. It was originally like
great name for a band.
I know. it was originally discovered in like 2004. So now the asteroid is going to pass Earth and then go around the sun. And this is going to happen tomorrow night. And it's not supposed to make the next trip around until April 2029. So if you miss it tomorrow night, it's going to be like another 8 years.
But like they say, a close call in space terms, how far away is that?
It doesn't say that it's
like
going to come.
2 million miles.
Yeah. Like it's close enough that you can see it with a telescope.
Okay.
So yeah, expect that tomorrow night. Jim, what do you have?
Well, you know, we don't have a whole lot of snow plows here because, you know, we do get storms, but it's pretty rare.
Yeah.
But up in Minnesota, they have a lot of them. and they bought a bunch of new, you know, snow plows and trucks and decided, well, let's just have fun with them and let's name them with names on the side.
Okay.
And they put it to the voters of Minnesota, people who wanted to, you know, pick out names. They put a whole bunch of fun names in the list and people could choose. And these are the names of some of their new snow plows. From the Star Wars universe, Snoby Wan Kenobi.
I like that.
Darth Blader.
Nice.
Some other weird ones, which are kind of fun. Duck Duck Orange Truck.
I love that one.
F. Salt Fitzgerald. Plow Bunyan.
Plow Bunyan.
For music lovers that love Prince, who's, you know, lived in Minnesota.
Right, he's from there.
The truck formerly known as Plow.
Oh, that's cute.
That's not going to be on this side of it. They know how to have a good time.
Yeah. Well, Zach's got celebrity stuff.
This entire celebrity stuff is dedicated to new music.
It's all about the muse.
Yeah.
All
right. So Selena Gomez actually just released a new song literally like an hour ago. So it's a collab with DJ Snake called Selfish Love, where she sings in English and in Spanish, which we kind of knew was coming because she teased like an entire Spanish album on the way.
Right.
So this is called Selfish Love.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's a bop.
She's been doing a lot of Bieber whiny songs lately, so that's nice.
Yeah.
It has a pulse.
Bring it upbeat. Yeah.
It's really upbeat. Also, WandaVision. I know that you, Woody, and Jim are both like obsessed with this show.
I love that show. Yeah,
and we just found out streaming numbers are through the roof.
It's
on Disney Plus. The season finale is tomorrow.
And I guess like in the last episode, there was like a theme song for Agatha.
Uh-huh.
And the kind of evil character.
Right.
Yeah, and this song is like breaking records. So it was like charting on Billboard, charting on iTunes. So here's a little clip of the Agatha theme song.
Every episode, they kind of salute a different sitcom, and her theme was kind of like The Munsters.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It's only 2 minutes long, but you know why it's such an earworm? The people that wrote it is a husband and wife duo that wrote Frozen's Let It Go.
Oh.
And also Remember Me from Coco.
So they know how to get earworm.
They know how to make a song.
Yeah.
Also, new music to be looking forward to. Tomorrow, there's going to be new Drake music. There's going to be new Bruno Mars music.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it on.
I've heard is really, really good. And then there's also a new Maroon 5 with Megan Thee Stallion coming out tomorrow. So tomorrow's going to be a very busy day.
Maroon 5, if you have a hard time sleeping, you're in luck.
Woody.
I'm sorry, it's just true.
So, overheard in the hallway yesterday, hey, I heard that 5th and Broadway Place is opening up in downtown on Thursday.
Yeah.
Oh, that's today.
So where exactly is that place?
No.
No, somebody said that 5th and Broadway, where is that?
Yeah.
They're just naming it. It's actually in Murfreesboro.
Yeah, it's like the local, like... version of what's the number for 911?
Yeah. This is the thing they've been working on for a while. It's right across from the Bridgestone Arena. It looks awesome.
Yeah, it is really cool. And we were talking to our friend Kelly Sutton of TV, and she's a multimedia mogul.
Yeah, she's the queen of all media.
And she just said that the 5th and Broadway complex, which is like a city within a city that is opening up today, is, in her words, quote, a game changer for downtown Nashville.
It looks really cool. Lots of places are very unique to Nashville. I guess it's on, like, they've got a food hall. They've got, of course, restaurants. They've got apartments upstairs.
Stores that you can go shopping in, like Nashville stores as well, which is really cool.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a little of everything because there's offices, there's condos, there's apartments. The National Museum of African American Music is there.
Right.
And the excellent restaurants all in one place, distinctly Nashville. I mean, things like DeSano's Pizza and
Hattie B's,
you know, Smoke and Chili, you know, Whisk Crepes and Cap. Whisk Crepes Cafe. I can always have a hard time saying that, but I love the food.
Now that some of the restrictions are, you know, the vaccine's going out, restrictions are being lifted in some areas, that's going to be great for, I mean, right across from going to a Preds game, you can do that. It's great.
The Dry House is there, which is like a hair bar where you can go get like a blowout. So you can go get ready and beautiful and then go to the concert across the street.
Oh, tell me about it.
Tell me, sister.
My daughter's going, there's a Sephora there?
Yeah.
What? Ooh. So, yeah, this is a very cool thing for Nashville. I like the fact that, I mean, it's really kind of lucky that it worked out this way.
Yeah.
But at a point where we have the end of the pandemic within sight,
yeah,
you know, vaccines are rolling out and things are going to be getting better real quick, that for this to be opening and then, I mean, look, we are just waiting to go to do something cool and exciting and fun. And this is probably going to be, you know, A1 on the list.
It's like a mall downtown, basically, but without the weird store that used to be Abercrombie that turned into a church. Like, this is actually a cool mall.
I saw yesterday on Channel 4, they did it. I think the guy said it without thinking about it, but they had the like manager of Hattie B's. They were talking to him, and this is going to be such a great place. It's just going to be such a great vibe. This place is going to be totally infectious. And I thought, infectious? Is that something you want to say right now?
That's not something we should probably say.
That's not what he meant.
Not
but,
the best
you know.
Choice of adjectives.
Yeah.
But that's awesome.
But
well,
we get
today?
You. We understand.
It's time for men and women to answer questions for gender wars.
All right, we're ready to go at it. For the ladies in the audience, we have Paula in Columbia. Hello, Paula.
Good morning.
Good morning. You sound so awake. And for the guys, we have Jeff in Hermitage. Hello, Jeff.
Hello. How are you today?
Good.
Hi. Excellent. Thanks for asking.
All right. Let's warm up with a Get Acquainted question for both of you.
Okay. Let's start with you, Paula. Name a place that is dirty and you're just avoiding cleaning it.
Definitely my closet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of closet is it? Is it one of those coat closets? Is it in your room?
Oh, my bedroom closet.
Yeah.
And all the shoes.
Oh, the shoes.
All the shoes everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Watch where you step, because those could be ankle breakers.
Oh, yeah. No kidding.
Jeff, what about you? A place that's dirty and you're just avoiding cleaning it?
I'm sorry to say it's the garage. My wife says that's mine to take care of.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Jeff,
kind of, that's come kind of a man closet. Yeah. That's a man closet.
It is. You just kind of get it together and then you start something else, a new project, and it's,
exactly.
Bad again.
Always got something going on.
Yep. We start the game with each of you having a screw at your disposal. If you don't know the answer to one of the questions, you can use your screw and make your opponent answer your question.
Here we go. Multiple choice for the first one, Paula. Did Josh Heupel replace Jeremy Pruitt as the head football coach for Tennessee, Alabama, or LSU?
Tennessee.
Yes, yeah. That is right.
Beat the buzzer. Nice job.
Good job.
All right, Jeff. Did Justin Timberlake's wife, Jessica Biel, get famous on Dawson's Creek, Seventh Heaven, or One Tree Hill?
Seventh Heaven.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
That's right. All right. Correct. All right. It's all tied up after one.
Paula, what kind of creatures do they fight in all the Blade movies?
Vampires.
Vampires. You guys are storming right through these.
Yeah, you guys are good.
Okay, Jeff. A Spoonful of Sugar is a song from what Disney movie?
It is from the Disney movie... With the gal who
you tried so hard to work through it.
I love the stall. That was good. I love the stall.
It's Mary Poppins.
Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
I mean, you knew it. It was tip your tongue, but just it's a matter of time. All right, a 2-1 lead for Paula. If you get this one right, you will seal up a win.
All right, Paula, an Allen wrench is shaped like what letter of the alphabet?
An L
is right.
An L.
Nice.
Paula, the queen of shoes. You are the winner.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Well
done. Hold your head up high. You are the champion today. But, Jeff, you were really good, too.
Yeah, we hope you'll play again sometime soon.
Yeah, really. Let's do this again tomorrow morning. Let's meet here on the radio at 7:20. Friday morning with Woody and Jim here on the river.
We have to be here. It's our job, but it's a choice for you. So please make that choice tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Woody and Jim in the morning on 107.5 The River.
Zach, you've got a cool story about people making a connection during the pandemic.
Yeah, this story is so cool. So apparently a group in Canada actually started a program where teenagers can sign up to call seniors once a week, kind of just to check in and talk for a while.
See how they're feeling, how they're doing.
Yeah,
that's very sweet.
Isolated.
One case in specific where there's this girl named Jaylen. She's 17. She met with this 99-year-old woman named Myrtle. And I guess Myrtle was like, I just found her more interested and less in a hurry than I expected. It has filled an empty spot. And they've like talked about all of these things. And then Jaylen goes on to say, I look forward to talking to her every single week. We talk about an hour or 15 minutes. The time just goes by so quickly. And I guess like this 99-year-old woman has inspired Jaylen to be able to go to school and be a nurse and like talk her through her future life plans. And it's kind of helped like the seniors that are in assisted living homes that can't see their family connect with other people in their community.
I guess Myrtle used to be a nurse, so they've had lots to talk about, which is really cool,
There's another story that's connected with this that is just so cool. I guess there was like a 94-year-old man that connected with a 16-year-old like high school student.
Yeah.
And after talking so much, the 16-year-old has decided to write a memoir for this guy because he's heard such amazing stories from this 94-year-old guy.
That is great.
That's fantastic.
I mean, it's so sweet.
Without the pandemic, that kind of stuff would have never happened. Nobody had the time to reach out like that.
It's so good for both of them.
Yeah, no kidding. It's a win-win.
Wow. Yeah, if you want to see this entire story, you can follow us on Twitter. It's at 107.5 The River. You're probably going to bawl your eyes out because it's so sweet.
It is very cool.
And that's what's making us happy with Woody and Jim in the morning on 107.5 The River.
Trending. Here's what's trending this morning with Woody and Jim on 107.5 The River.
Brought to you by Planet Fitness, WalletHub.com has come out with a list of the fattest cities in America.
Yay.
And Tennessee, you came to the party.
Good job.
The fattest city in the country is McAllen, Texas. But right behind that, we have four cities in Tennessee that made the top 20.
Okay.
Memphis is number two, so keep trying. Knoxville, number 10. Chattanooga, number 11, and Nashville, Murfreesboro, Franklin, they grouped us all together, number 20.
Okay, so it's not that I'm mad, I'm just disappointed. I feel like Nashville, we could have done better. Keep eating out there.
Hit the food hall at 5th and Broadway.
That's right. That could take us over the top next year's survey.
Get busy.
Oh, Zach.
So apparently there's a new DIY trend on TikTok that doctors are saying, do not do this.
Uh-huh.
I guess women are injecting themselves with like filler for their lips, and they're using like a hyaluronic acid pen that you can buy off Amazon. And so I guess the pen was actually originally created for like painless insulin delivery for people with diabetes.
Yeah.
And so now people are like literally injecting hyaluronic acid into their lips.
And you know you're going to mess it up.
That
sounds terribly dangerous.
It sounds awful. I guess like whatever acid is in there can cause like swelling, lumps, or even blindness if you do it so incorrectly. So don't do this. If you see it on TikTok, just be like, keep scrolling. That
You're
was a bad idea.
You're beautiful the way you are. Stop messing with it.
Exactly. Yeah.
You don't want to be the star of Instagram because you're horrifyingly deformed.
You don't want to be the next Gorilla Glue Girl.
Right.
Jim, what do you have?
A cat took down a flight, 737. It was flying from Sudan to Qatar in the Middle East. And the pilots were in the cockpit flying the plane half hour after takeoff when a cat suddenly appeared. And it was ticked off.
Oh, no.
It threw a hissy fit, attacked the pilots.
Oh, my God.
And,
they had a box cutter.
They're calling it a sky mauling. The cat came after the pilots and was aggressive, and they couldn't even, like, control it or, like, contain it. So they had to, like, set down the plane in a different place and land in an emergency landing.
Was this like somebody's pet they had and got out of its carrier or something?
No, there was no pets registered on board. They think it probably got on board while the plane was in a hangar overnight getting cleaned and then just hit out somewhere.
So it was like just a feral cat got in there.
Stowaway. Yeah.
Wow.
Just hid in the cargo hold like Toy Story 2.
Yeah, exactly.
Only more menacing.
Luckily, nobody truly hurt.
I got to share something that was pretty funny. My daughter came home from work yesterday and told me something. And I said, is it okay if I talk about this on the air because it's really funny? And she says, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
You're a good dad for at least asking for permission.
Yeah, you got it because you don't want to do anything embarrassing.
Right.
But I thought it was so funny. She was at work at the restaurant. I won't tell you what restaurant, but it rhymes with Moanfish Grill. And they were having a slow day, so she and another employer just kind of chit-chatting.
Yeah.
And the girl asked, so how's your brother Alex? And he goes, oh, yeah, he got deported. And she goes, you got deported? Isn't he American? And he goes, oh, yeah, he got deported to Bahrain. And he's in the Navy. He got deported to Bahrain. And the girl goes, you mean deployed? And she goes, oh, yeah, that.
Those are two very drastic different meanings.
Like somebody in an immigration van just came and grabbed him. Right.
The ICE officer showed up in Murfreesboro and took him to Bahrain. You're not supposed to be in this country.
That was amazing.
So funny. He got deported.
I will tell, like, my daughter, we still kid her about this because it was like when she was, I don't know, 5 years old.
Uh-huh.
But she's always been a little stubborn sometimes, right? So, you know, the bubble tape, like bubble gum, it comes out.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
And so she liked that and she called it bubble take.
Bubble take.
Okay, she just got it wrong. Yeah. Like, yeah. Okay, but we said, oh, you mean bubble tape. No, it's bubble take. And she, like, for the longest time would argue, we were all wrong. Everybody was wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
She had the right name. And we would even, like, you know, buy it and, like, show it to her. Like, well, the label's wrong. She was just such a stubborn little girl.
Thanks for tuning in. Woody and Jim in the Morning, 107.5 The River. Here's a fun fact. I guess 57% of Americans during the pandemic have said they've accidentally eaten an entire bag of potato chips in one sitting.
Accidentally?
The other 43% were honest enough to admit there was no accident. Now, this kind of brings up the subject of serving size, and you're upset about this, Zach.
Serving sizes, I feel like, are so rude and disrespectful. Mm-hmm. Like, whenever you go to the store and you buy something, like, whether it be Skittles or mashed potatoes or macaroni and cheese, always on the back with the ingredients, it has the serving size on it. So, like, a box of macaroni and cheese, it'll be, like, suggested serving size, 4. And I'm like, what? No.
Who are you feeding? Birds?
Who actually eats that little bitty baby amount?
It should just say serving size, you.
Serving size, whole box.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what it should be for. And it's like things like, this is very weird, but I bought spaghetti squash in a bag that you heat up and it says serving size 5. So I was like, oh, I could make 5 meals out of this.
Uh-huh.
No, I heated it up and I squashed it all together and I ate it in one sitting. I'm like, this is not 5 servings.
Well, like you look at Cheez-Its and stuff like that and it says serving size 10 crackers. Are you kidding?
Who's going to only eat 10 crackers?
Just change crackers to boxes.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. And it's accurate.
Yeah. Who do we write a letter to
Americans.
Have this fixed?
I don't know. I have to admit, I've been watching what I eat. I've been trying not to put as much food in my mouth lately, and I lost a few pounds. If you go to the 107.5 The River Instagram story, I was showing off my new look by modeling the cargo pants that I was wearing just for Zach.
Yeah. If you're new to the show, I hate cargo pants because they scare me.
And I had some that now fit, and so I wore them today.
Congratulations.
And I said I was really proud of myself.
Good job.
Because now I can wear extra large as opposed to the size I was in, which was, oh my God, it's coming right at us. Hide the children.
Hide the children.
That was your previous size.
Oh, my God.
So I can buy clothes at, like, regular stores now.
Congratulations.
As opposed to getting circus tents and putting armholes in them.
Instead of Nashville tent awning.
Zach has got your celebrity stuff.
So in Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's divorce, we've always been like, well, who's going to keep the house? Because apparently Kim K, like, owned the land, but Kanye West actually designed and built the house on the land.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess Kim Kardashian is actually getting to keep their McMansion. It's not even a McMansion.
Yeah.
It's a full-blown mansion.
It's a mansion.
Yeah. So I guess in the paperwork, Kim was able to keep the house because she described it as this is the place that her 4 kids have ever known to live.
Right.
And Kanye has been in Wyoming for the past year anyway. So
he's gonna keep the ranch and the spaceship that he uses to go back and forth.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Kim is getting the house. That's good news for her kids. A sense of stability. That's good.
Hooray for the pretty rich people. Yay.
Yeah, you.
She's not going to be homeless.
Yeah, because there was a worry.
Yeah. Also, The Bachelorette has been like so dramatic this season. I mean,
sure
The Bachelor.
Has.
Yeah.
So now they're like teasing who's going to be the new Bachelorette for the upcoming season. And spoiler alert, this came from Reality Steve, who is usually correct.
Right. Yeah.
I guess it's going to be Katie Thurston, which if you recall from like the very beginning and like first impression episodes, she brought like
a romantic
toy.
Exactly. Yes. That's a good way to put it.
Is that what she's going to hand out instead of roses?
Would you accept this?
Would you accept this battery operated thing?
Have to blur it out and beep it.
Yeah.
So will you accept these C-cell batteries?
I guess she is going to be the new Bachelorette, and they are going to confirm it on Good Morning America soon. So we'll see. If
that's
you want to
kind
see.
Of interesting because on the Women Tell All episode, like several people blamed Katie for the toxicity amongst the ladies.
Which doesn't that make sense on why she would be the Bachelorette? Yeah. You're the most toxic person. Let's make you the Bachelorette.
They don't care about romance. They just want drama.
Drama. Interesting storylines. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's got to be real.
So there's drama, Katie, as your new Bachelorette.
All right.
They don't have a host for the show yet.
No.
No.
So
still kind of up in the air.
Yeah, so we'll see how that works out. If you want to see the entire story on Katie being the Bachelorette, you can like the river on Facebook and check it out right there.
Woody and Jim in the morning. 107.5 The River.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.